Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine, a spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus as Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu, Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Scorpio Navamsha. General characteristics of Scorpio Navamsha. Scorpio Navamsha emphasizes transformation, intensity, emotional depth, and power. Individuals with planets in Scorpio Navamsha are drawn to relationships that push boundaries and involve emotional growth. They seek a partner who can handle emotional intensity and is willing to go through transformation and growth within the relationship. Scorpio Navamsha partners are often deep, mysterious, and emotionally intense, valuing trust and loyalty above all else. Relationships in this Navamsha are marked by emotional depth, power dynamics, and intense connections, sometimes involving crisis or transformation. Sun as Dharakaraka in Scorpio. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is intense, charismatic, and seeks leadership in emotional matters. They are deeply focused on transformation and emotional power, often taking on a dominant role in the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may become narcissistic or overly focused on control, seeking to dominate the relationship emotionally or manipulate situations to maintain power. Union type. The relationship thrives on emotional intensity and transformation. The spouse leads with a deep emotional presence, seeking loyalty and depth in the relationship, but must avoid becoming controlling or manipulative. Moon as Dharaka in Scorpio Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is emotionally intense, sensitive, and deeply connected to their feelings. They seek emotional security through deep, transformative bonds with their partner, and are often driven by the need for emotional closeness and trust. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally clingy or overly dependent on their partner's emotional validation, leading to feelings of insecurity if emotional intensity is not reciprocated. Union type, the relationship is emotionally charged, with the spouse seeking a deep emotional connection and trust. The intensity of the emotional bond is central to the relationship's success, but the partner must manage their emotional needs to avoid becoming overly dependent. Mars as Dharakaraka in Scorpio Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is passionate, assertive, and intense. They bring a strong drive to the relationship, often asserting control and ensuring that the relationship undergoes constant growth and transformation. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly dominant or aggressive, leading to power struggles and conflicts over control within the relationship. Union type. The relationship is fueled by passion, intensity, and transformation. Mars brings energy and assertiveness, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on control and dominance, leading to conflicts or emotional power struggles. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Scorpio Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is intellectually intense, analytical, and enjoys exploring deeper, hidden truths in the relationship. They focus on communication, but may approach it in a probing or investigative manner. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly secretive or manipulative in their communication, seeking to control the flow of information or withholding emotions. Union type. The relationship thrives on intellectual depth and communication. Mercury brings a focus on communication and understanding, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too secretive or manipulative in how they handle emotional or intellectual matters. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Scorpio Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is wise, intense, and focused on growth through transformation and spiritual exploration. They seek to guide the relationship toward deeper emotional and spiritual connections. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on guiding or controlling the spiritual or emotional growth of the relationship, which could create an imbalance where one partner feels overpowered. Union type. The relationship is centered on spiritual and emotional growth through transformation. Jupiter brings wisdom and a focus on guiding the relationship toward deeper understanding, but challenges may arise if the partner assumes too much control over the direction of the relationship. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is passionate, sensual, and values deep emotional and physical connection. They are drawn to intense relationships where loyalty, trust, and emotional intimacy are key. Potential challenges. The partner may become possessive or obsessive in their desire for emotional and physical connection, leading to issues with trust or jealousy. Union type. The relationship is intensely romantic and sensual, with Venus bringing a deep focus on emotional and physical intimacy. However, the partner must avoid becoming too possessive or obsessive, as this can create problems with trust and emotional security. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Scorpio Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, resilient, and emotionally intense. They take their responsibilities in the relationship seriously and are deeply committed to emotional growth and transformation. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or rigid, focusing too much on control or discipline, which could stifle emotional spontaneity. Union type. The relationship is grounded in emotional resilience and long-term commitment. Saturn brings stability, but the relationship may lack emotional warmth or spontaneity if the partner becomes too rigid or distant in their emotional expression. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Scorpio Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Scorpio Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, intense, and focused on exploring emotional and psychological depths in the relationship. They bring excitement and unpredictability, often challenging traditional emotional dynamics in the partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or manipulative, seeking control or pushing emotional boundaries in the relationship, leading to instability or power struggles. Union type. The relationship is marked by emotional intensity, transformation, and the exploration of unconventional dynamics. Rahu brings excitement and unpredictability, but this may lead to instability if emotional boundaries are not respected, or if there is a lack of trust and mutual understanding.